Okay, one more item for this morning's agenda, and that's 526.
Amend Park System Development Charge Capital Improvements Plan to update the project list.
Commissioner Ritz.
Thank you, Mayor. The Portland Parks and Recreation System Development Charges cover a portion of the cost to provide parks and recreation facilities needed to service Portland's growing community. They can't be used for existing deficits. They are used to expand capacity. They're used only for capital improvements that increase the capacity to offset the impact of new development. Capacity-increasing projects must be on the Parks System Development Charge Capital Improvement Project list to be eligible for System Development Charge funds. It's important to update regularly the Parks SDC CIP, or System Development Charge Capital Improvement Project list, to reflect a current list of candidate capacity-increasing projects. This ordinance amends the CIP list, which was approved about a year ago. Trang Lam, Property and Business Development Manager from Portland Parks and Recreation, will now tell us more about the ordinance, and we have a substitute.
Thank you, Commissioner. Good morning, or actually, good afternoon now. Mayor and Commissioners, my name is Trang Lam. I'm the Property and Business Development Manager for Parks. I'm here today to amend the Parks System Development Charge Capital Improvement Plan. About a year ago, Council adopted Ordinance 187150, which updated our Park System Development Charge methodology. It also updated our Code and Charter of 17.13, and then finally it updated our Park System Development Charge Capital Improvement Plan, or also known as the SDC CIP list, to be implemented starting July 1st, 2016. So that's coming right up. As required by state statute, Parks and Recreation maintains a list of capacity-increasing projects intended to address the needs created by growth. This SDC CIP list is a list of projects eligible to be funded with SDC revenue and is based on our 20-year Parks System Improvement Plan. So this is a eligible list. It is not a funded list. And our Capital Improvement Plan is actually updated annually. So the SDC CIP list is a living document, and per state statute, we may be able to modify it at any time per council approval. Changes to the SDC CIP list does not affect our parks' SDC rates. And I do apologize for the exchange in the Exhibit A. My program manager is out on maternity leave, so I had a little bit of technical difficulty with the Excel sheet. So I wanted to give you a highlight of what we've done here with the updated 2016 Parks SDC CIP list. It gives and provides a more detailed categories for our CIP list. So first, you'll see that we have included an SDC zone, which provides for projects that are in central city or non-central city. Then we've provided a column for programs such as acquisitions, buildings and pools, new park development, recreational features, and then trails, roads, and utilities. And then the third and fourth row is our site and project name. And under the project name, it better describes the project itself. And then next to that is our percentage of growth, which identifies eligibility of SDC funding for each project. So it could be fully eligible or it could be partially eligible for SDC funding. And then the next couple rows there will be estimate of project cost and timing. We've estimated the cost and timing based upon a year 1 through 5, 6 through 10, and then 11 to 20. Project implementation, as you know, is based on many factors, including needs, priorities, opportunities, and other sources such as staffing. And because of these uncertainties of these factors, it's impossible for us to estimate with any degree of reliability a more specific timing than the five-year breakdown in the plan. Additionally, Parks does do an annual work plan, so we do plan for the following fiscal year, which is reviewed by both our commissioner's office and then our director as well. And then the last two columns, what you'll see is a 20-year total for all projects. And finally, the last row is a total of cost for eligibility for SDC funding. So those two rows actually do not match, are not the exact number, because one is about total project costs, and the other one is about what's eligible for SDC funding.
$1.2 billion.
That is $1.2 billion.
That's a lot of money.
To be clear, we do not have that much money.
Nor will development necessarily provide anywhere near that. But
no.
Absolutely.
It's the universal list. I just have one technical question.
Yes.
And that is, the percentage of the park that can be, the percentage of the improvement that can be funded by SDCs based on growth is either set at 50 or 100, or actually in one case at zero, which I'm not sure about. But I assume if it's zero, it's not on the list. Do we get to do this? I assume we get to do this. That is, just pick either 50 or 100. We don't have to be more fine-grained than that in the percentage of the improvement that is SDC eligible under the law?
Currently, you know, what we have right here is a very basic understanding of a project. And so what we're saying is that either a project is fully eligible or partially. And right now we're making an estimate of that partial.
Okay.
So the placeholder is 50. For Redtail, you know, we're saying zero at this point because it is an enterprise fund. And we may be just funding it with the enterprise funding.
But so when it gets to a real project, it might not
be. It will be refined, yes.
It might not be 50 or 100. It might be 63 or something.
Absolutely, yeah, yes.
So when you get to cost estimates, that's when it changes.
Yes.
All right, now I get it. Other questions? Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Anything else on this item? Is there anyone that wants to speak on this item? If not, then it moves to second reading.
Were we voting on the amendment?
We got to move the substitute. Sorry, yeah. So the substitute's before us. Commissioner Fritz moves the substitute. Is there a second? And let's vote to adopt the substitute.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye. Thank you for your work.
Hales.
Very much so. Aye. Okay, so now it moves to second reading. And we're recessed till 2 p.m., at which point Commissioner Novick and I will not be here because we're going to be meeting with the Secretary of Transportation.
Good luck.
Thank you. Commissioner Fish will be presiding, and the three of you have the command of the enterprise. We'll see you then.
Good, I want to be over.